You're old, you're stupid, and you don't know what you're talking about. Now shut up and eat your porridge. Those lines, bursting with savage frustration and dark slap-in-the-face humor, come early on in Irish playwright Martin McDonagh's very first play, The Beauty Queen of Linane, which made its debut in 1996. McDonagh must have known he was on to something as he wrote that satisfyingly nasty bit of dialogue, an offhand remark made by the oppressed 40-year-old Maureen to her controlling, belittling, foul, selfish, and mean-spirited mom, Mag, who spends her days watching television, ordering her daughter around, pouring the contents of her bedpan down the kitchen sink, and devising ways to keep Maureen from walking out the door and leaving her to fend for her own nasty self. Ever since The Beauty Queen of Linane, McDonagh has pretty much owned the title of Ireland's most aggressively entertaining, lyrically violent playwright. In such works as The Lonesome West, The Cripple of Inishmen, The Lieutenant of Inishmore, The Pillow Man, and A Behanding in Spokane, along with the films In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths, McDonagh has left a trail of corpses, amputated limbs, shotgunned cats, bullets to the head, and general mayhem unlike anything since Shakespeare served a couple of thugs to their mother in the form of a pie. That was in Titus Andronicus, which might have been part of McDonagh's inspiration to blend comedy and heartbreak with razor-sharp dialogue and some truly shocking but surprisingly entertaining acts of stagecraft brutality. In Marin Theatre Company's unfortunate new staging of The Beauty Queen of Linane, the entertainment value, along with the nasty edge, is pointlessly dulled due to some inexplicable directorial decisions and a performance by Beth Wilmert as the daughter Maureen that is perplexingly, well, off the mark is pretty much the kindest way I can say it. Beauty Queen was directed by Mark Jackson, whose work on The Arsonists at Berkeley Rep a couple of months ago was some of the best directing I've seen all year. But here, his decision seemed to work against everything McDonagh has set up in his brilliantly bold script. Mag, played as a slightly edgier version of Estelle Getty's character on The Golden Girls, is deliberately made to be sympathetic. And Maureen, well, the surprises lurking in her character are all telegraphed way too loudly. We actually feel sorry for her mother Mag, which is not the point of Mag at all. As Ray, the hot-headed young man from down the road, and Pato, the dim but sweet-hearted fellow who might be Maureen's one chance at escape, Joseph Salazar and Rod Knapp give the show's best performances, with Knapp particularly strong and particularly understandable. The Irish accents of the other actors, especially when rattled off at super speed per Jackson's lickety-split pacing, are often unintelligible, another waste of McDonagh's juicy writing. Add to these problems a set that seems determined to undermine the sense of oppressive claustrophobia that McDonagh intended the audience to feel. The tiny, urine-smelling house is instead a slab of a living room and a kitchen floating in space with no walls and make-believe doors the actors pretend to open and close. With this production of The Beauty Queen of Linane, Marin Theatre Company is clearly attempting to take McDonagh's brutal poetry in a different direction than is usually taken. That's not a bad thing when it works. In this case, it doesn't, resulting in what is for me one of the major disappointments of the year. The Beauty Queen of Linane runs through June 16th at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.